coming to you live from deep underground in his mother's basement. This is the Chester Norrington Show with your host, Chester Norrington.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chester Norrington. And this episode, we will have to be a bit brief as I'm still fleeing in my vehicle. However, we will now once again welcome an esteemed co-host who I am very excited to be part of the show, Mr. Tommy Knockers. How are you doing since last we spoke?
I'm doing pretty good there. How you doing?
Well, you know how it is. I'm keeping my eyes open and my ass closed. I'm actually currently, I was just being high-beamed by some asshole. No, that's taken care of. Probably the government, as you well know.
Yeah, I know. Ever since last week, I've been seeing a lot of helicopters flying around my sheds.
That doesn't surprise me, because they are very certainly listening. Now, something that I wanted to address that I'm seeing on the news is the supposed wildlife fires happening in Australia. Have you heard about this nonsense?
Yeah, it's a false flag for sure.
False flag is exactly the way that we would put it. As you and I should both know, Australia doesn't even exist. Australia is a myth perpetrated by the round earthers to try to make the fucking people think that the earth is not flat.
We know the earth falls off in South America.
That's precisely my point. So with that knowledge, if you take a map and you look at the latitudes, you would see that it is a physical impossibility for Australia to even fucking exist.
It just doesn't make any fucking sense. And I'm getting annoyed by it because they're trying to take money from us. Because the fuel in the underground bunkers that the lizard people live in, you know? It's all a big fucking world. It's like Live Aid. It's a big fucking scam.
It's exactly like Live Aid, in fact. Both perpetrated by troglodytic lizard folk.
Exactly. They come up with these schemes every 10 years, like 9/11. What the fuck else was there?
Hold on, Mr. Tommy Knockers, I have to interrupt. 9/11 was certainly a real thing that happened. It was an inside job. It was the best decision the government made in the last 50 years.
Well, that's what I mean. It wasn't a really terrorist attack. It was bullshit. But it did. Explain to me how it worked out for the good. I know, but I need to hear it from you. So I need to be validated.
Oh, well, first of all, the government was able to go over to the Middle East and take over the oil fields. That's number one. I've greatly enjoyed the cost of oil ever since. And number two, there was a lot of gays that worked in those buildings. A lot of gays. See, so it was actually a way to commit genocide against the homosexuals. This is, of course, before they had the ray gun that actually causes the autism. It's a double-edged sword, you know. Like, we gotta kill a bunch of people and have all this false flag in. But it was worth it to get rid of the gays and
the cheap oil. The gays were starting to learn how to procreate. So we had to trim them down a little bit in New York. Otherwise, they would take over the whole fucking island.
That is astounding. You mean to tell me that gays somehow created a uterus in their assholes?
In the bottom of that fucking building, I'm telling you, that's what was going on down there. They were working on it. They were really, really close. So it had a lot of benefits, 9/11, really. Because the gay people don't want to procreate. So this new race of gays, this new evolution of the gays, were going to try to take over the normal gays, and they were going to wipe them out. It was a mutation.
It sounds like a mutation that was dangerous to not just the gays, but everybody.
Can you imagine what them butt babies would look like? They would be super warriors. They would have nothing but male DNA in them. They would be fucking huge, and they would be able to strangle you and smash your head with just their big fucking hand. We can't fight that. Like the Incredible Hulk, but a whole race of them. And they would procreate, and you know what would come out then? even more Super Hulks. Are you feeling me? It was fucking dangerous.
That's why it was absolutely necessary to plant the TNT on the bottom of that fucking tower and drive the airplanes over by it so that people thought that airplanes crashed into them. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying for 19 years that this is all false shit.
And now oil's cheap enough you can drink it. But I like oil prices now. They're fucking great.
I absolutely. How else are we supposed to boost the economy? See, everybody wants cheap oil, but they don't understand that if the price of oil goes down, then the price of fucking everything's gonna have to go down too. And how you're supposed to boost the economy? This is what the fucking libtards don't fucking understand. They're fucking stupid.
If you can afford a tank of gas, that means you can buy more shit. What happens when you buy more shit? More child slaves. They're just trying to enslave our children. Just like the fucking gays were trying to take over the country from the World Trade Center. They're trying to take over the gay, the super gays. We're trying to take over the regular gays. I don't want to speak out against normal, good, hardworking gay people. That's not what I'm saying. Well, those Texas people Norrington, are good.
Texas Norrington will speak out against supposed good, hardworking gay people, but I think we all know that that doesn't exist. You got a better chance of fucking the Easter Bunny walking by and plopping an Easter egg right in front of you, if you know what I'm saying.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
That's okay. You know, all the brightest minds don't always see eye to eye. I like to keep my eye planted up at the Lord and our cross and not at other male genitalia. So... That's essentially where I fall on those fucking sinners.
Hey, listen.
I have an allegory for you. One time I was on my way to church, and I came across a group of, they were, I guess you would call them lesbians. That's the nice way to put it, you see. And I saw these lesbians, and they were swinging at the park together. And I was like, that's interesting. Why are they swinging together? And then upon closer inspection, I saw that these lesbians were getting a little close, and they started kissing, and I was like, not in my fucking park! You're fucking gay! You keep your gay behind closed doors! So I called a couple of my buddies, and we went over there, and, you know, we gave them a good talking to, a good lecture, you know, let them know that the good Lord's seen all that gay shit that they're doing. And they learned right away that they was wrong, and they apologized, and they promised that they were going to go find a healthy wiener to stick in their vaginas. And I like to think that they did.
They didn't. They fucking lied to you. You can't stand gays. I can't stand women. All they do is run their fucking mouths. They just ask to be hit. And that's why I can never keep a marriage together. Because they fucking ask for it every time. No matter what it is, they always want more and more and more. Bitch, shut the fuck up before I do something real bad. Like, listen, I don't want to kill a woman, but if I was going to kill somebody, it would be a lot of women in one spot. Are you feeling me? I get so angry when this comes up.
Listen, there's a reason that the only mother, that's the only woman in my life is my mother. And I like to keep a close eye on her, which is why I choose to live in the basement. And
because you know she's a fucking bitch, too.
Just like all of them. The false flaggers like to call that being an incel. That's not a real term. That never existed before that Joker movie. There's no such thing as an incel. You know what I am? I like to keep a close eye on the woman that raised me, you know? So I don't have time for any of those bullshit women to come over here and try to tell me to clean my laundry and do their dishes for them. I gotta
exactly.
Murder you, Dad.
Exactly. Because putting your dick in a woman does not make you a superhuman. In fact, it weakens your DNA by getting women DNA all up in there. You better stick to virgin. You made the right choice, man. Going on to, what are you, 50? You're virgin? You're doing the right thing. You're keeping it alive, brother.
Well, I'm saving myself for the Lord, as they say. So there's that.
Exactly. If Jesus came down right now, I know exactly what you would do. You'd go right up there, you pull off that little dress, and you would say hi to that motherfucker. And I love that about you. You are an honest man.
Honesty is my middle name. And that's the real Chester Honesty Norrington back again. So there's that. That's fascinating that the Super Gays were procreating in the assholes, because it reminded me of how I was once abducted by aliens, and these aliens probed me in my asshole. See, but they were real smart about it. See, they didn't come hit me in what a typical unidentified flying object would look like. You see, they came and they picked me up in a white van outside my house, and they concealed their identities with ski masks, so I couldn't remember what color skin they had, so that I could figure out what kind of alien they were. As we know, they're not gray anymore from our last conversation. Yeah. But the fact remains, they came into my bedroom, you see, and they snuck in, and they came and got under my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sheets, and they grabbed me, and they said, "Don't say a word. We're going to abduct you and take you out of space. It's not space fun." And, you know, I was like, of course, I'm like 22 at the time, so I'm thinking outer space is the greatest thing in the world.
It isn't.
So they come over, and then they say, "Okay, now we're going to stick a couple of things in your butthole." And then I was starting to get, I was tensing up, you see. That's for poop, you know. Poop comes out of that. You don't stick things in there. But I always thought that it was a tracking device so that they could find me and come get me, because they never did take me out of space. They just shoved a couple of things up there. It felt phallic to me, but I don't know. My eyes were closed and I was praying to the Lord.
Do they leave anything inside of you other than that, like any liquid? I need to know right now. Don't be alarmed. We gotta talk through this a little bit.
It did feel like there was pretty hot alien liquid dripping out of my asshole. I didn't look. I just immediately went inside to poop it out.
That's the best thing you can do in that situation. Get it out of you, because as long as the full thing doesn't get up in there, you're not compromised. Well, I was getting nervous. I'm sweating right now. It's so fucking hot in here. I gotta take my shirt off. Fuck! But, I'm happy you're okay. And just had a little incident.
That's the thing. The aliens are real smart like that.
There's a couple different species of aliens. The guy I lived with from Roswell, he wasn't a rapist alien. He was just like a kind of observer alien. These motherfuckers you're talking about with the ski masks, they're the real terrorists from space. Space terrorists. They're gay.
Space terrorists. They are
gay. Did you know that?
Super gay space terrorists who abduct little boys.
Are you putting it together yet? The World Trade Center, the gay aliens. These motherfuckers were trying to recreate what they found in Roswell. Because my buddy had some of that shit on there, all them documents. They were trying to make super gays because the aliens are super gays. At least that is. It's complicated. I can't tell you the names of the aliens, the species, because that's confidential. To me, to my buddy. Maybe if I call him, I can get a hold of him. I'll be able to get the authorization to tell you that. But I know this, and you have to believe me. You're still a virgin, though. They didn't touch your penis. You're still a virgin. You're still rocking the flag for us out there. Praise the Lord, brother. I don't believe in Jesus, but I believe in God.
Well, that sounds like a topic we're going to have to get into next time.
Okay. I'll tie it all together then with the aliens and God, too. You won't even believe it. And fake potatoes and shit. It's all a fucking thing.
Holy shit. Well, we're going to have to leave the folks with that, and we will come back next week. Chester Norrington signing off. Have a wonderful day.